Welcome to Feed Your Wild, an immersive journey to help you remember your own medicine and awaken your intuitive healing gifts. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join us for heart-centered, real conversations exploring intuition and spirituality, health and wellness, astrology, herbalism, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and life. Our mission is to inspire, empower you, and help you expand your spiritual and intuitive connection to its fullest expression so that we can build a more beautiful world together. Get ready to feed all parts of your wild self. Hey there, welcome back to the Feed Your Wild podcast. I'm your host and intuitive nourishment guide, Vanessa Rodriguez, and I didn't know I was going to be recording this today. I definitely got the poll or message that I was going to receive a channeling and that it most likely would be for today, November 1. I don't usually record these episodes on the same day. I actually record them in advance a lot. Of days in advance, especially the interview-based episodes. So, you know, I think this is testing my own attachment to the editorial calendar, the process, and kind of surrendering to the present moment and the impulses that we're all connected to. And to really stay open to divine timing with things such as channelings and messages received and events occurring. You know, we want to do things on our own timeline. And I think that, well, I know for myself personally, over the past 3 years, that has absolutely been tested and really reworked. Internally and in connection with spirit. So I have definitely moved into a place of more flow and fluency with my work and also with the channelings that want to come through, in particular for the ones that are on the podcast. And I feel like we are in for a treat with this one. I was curious to see what wanted to come through today. The ancestors and spirits are making their homecoming visits in many traditions around the world. We have Samhain today, Día de los Muertos, Halloween yesterday, Diwali, and lots more. Really highlighting this season as also a celebration of the light emerging from the darkness as we move, at least in the northern part of the hemisphere, into the darker months of the year. So many cultures throughout the world believe that the veil that separates the realm of the living and the deceased, the seen and unseen worlds, are thinnest during this time. And with Samhain as a Gaelic festival in ancient Celtic culture, it marks the end of the harvest season and the beginning of winter or the darker half of the year. This is a universal experience, right? To sense the shift in energy that comes with these seasons and to sense the otherworldly feelings and energetics in the air as the veils between realms, between dimensions, thin. Part of my own mission is to remember the soul and spirit back into the healing arts and modern medicine, bridging material science with spirituality. And really, there is no separation. And to participate as a spiritual being, communing with the seen and unseen worlds for a true holistic way of living and practicing if you are a healing artist. I believe that this work is paramount. It's long overdue, and it's really needed in this time. So I opened up the Akashic Records, and I received a special Akashic Soul Nourishment channeling for the Future Wild Collective. And if you're not familiar, if you're a new listener and you haven't heard any of these channelings before, I actually highly recommend that you go back and tune into one of the monthly Akashic Soul Nourishment channelings. They, not all of them are connected with a particular month. They might be in another episode that happens to have a channeling in it. But the monthly Akashic Soul Nourishment readings, when I used to do those monthly, those are perennial. So yes, while they are tapping into the energetics of that particular time and context, the messages, the information, insights, the codes, those are perennial. Those are for always, you know, and those are beyond time space. So I highly recommend you go in and use it almost as like a scrolling, as a divination tool, and tuning into one that really pulls your attention, and see what medicine there is available for you there. But the Akashic Soul Nourishment readings, if you're not familiar with them, they're based off of intuitive channelings that I do, tapping into the Akashic Records. And I do so on behalf of the collective, and I simply ask, what is the message, or some formulation of this kind of question would be most supportive for us, would serve us in the highest way, so that we can align with our soul's truth and bring healing to the world and the greater collective, and really support the evolution of humanity and Gaia and all of her beings. And then I receive. So these are intuitively channeled, and they can vary. Some are more poetic, some are more dictated in a narration fashion, and others are more of a journey. And today we have an interesting mix, and so I'm really excited to share this one with you on this particular day. If you're not familiar with the Akashic Records, I have a special episode that I recorded and published a long time ago. It's called Akashic Records 101. I give you just a brief primer of what the Akashic Records are and how I have come to understand them and how I work with them. So that'll be a good episode to tune into if you're like, what the heck are you even talking about? I want to know more. So definitely check that one out. Before we dive into my channeling, I have a very quick announcement, and that is today is actually the last day for this round of this season to gain access to a bonus Akashic Soul Nourishment reading that's one-on-one private with me. When you apply and join my 9-month mentorship and mastermind program, the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway. If you've listened to other episodes, you might have heard about the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway, aka WIP. It is a high-touch, 9-month intuitive healing mentorship and practitioner mastermind. It's for wild-hearted practitioners and healers looking to develop a truly holistic intuitive healing practice and bridge the spiritual and the mystical with the scientific and practical in client healing work. I have a special private training on how to create a transformative intuitive healing practice you love, which incorporates my 3-part intuitive healing matrix. And when you apply and are accepted, you get access to that private training for free without obligation to actually join the program. So that's a gift to you by simply applying and saying that you are ready and able and willing to do this very deep work of stepping onto your path as an intuitive healer. And I also have a special bonus of that private Akashic soul record reading with me that you get access to for free if you decide to join by tonight. If you want to learn more, you can go to wildlyrooted.com/apply, and that'll take you to the information and application page where you can learn more, including all the details about what's in it, the timeline, curriculum, the various bonuses that are available to you, and of course, the investment. wildlyrooted.com/apply. And if you have any questions at all about it, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram directly. Shoot me a DM. I'm at wildlyrooted. Okay, so let's dive into this Akashic Soul record reading for November 1st, 2023. And I will just say, with these readings, it's really important simply just to open up and receive. And you can take what really resonates and leave anything that doesn't. I will be going over a little bit of integration and my understanding of some of the elements of the reading afterward. So stay tuned till after the reading for more reflections on that, plus a special tarot card pull that I did for this reading and this time. Okay, so here we go with your Akashic Soul Nourishment reading for today. The time of the veils thinning are not just today or this month. It is a continuous process that is now happening, the merging of consciousness and awareness of source, where you hail from, and your interconnections, the illusions of the woven webs that catch you when you fall, yet also entrap you, sticky, like taffy holding your body, keeping you tethered to a specific frequency. Is it of love? Fear? Shame? Wonder? What web has a hold on you? And as you ponder this question, also ask, how grateful are you in this moment? I see it is hard to hold this question, the guilt, the judgment, the audacity. Wherever you are in your journey, know that a story is playing out. You are the main character, part of a cast. You are also the co-writer, co-director, and co-producer. You are implicit in the creation of your reality. As harsh as this sounds, and this may ring harsher depending on the contextual frequency you are living in and witnessing in each moment, it is also a truth. Not the whole truth, but a truth nonetheless. Because the whole truth is unfathomable, so beyond comprehension by the human mind and consciousness level, that to reduce reality by so-called rationalism is a fool's errand. What do we do in moments of perceived helplessness, you may ask? How do we rise above the horrors of this world, the terror and evil that pervades daily life on Earth? These are excellent questions to contemplate. And we do mean contemplate, not to merely sit with, but engage, dance, observe, and behold. Follow it down the rabbit hole, as they say, for the hole is the portal, a window to escape the entrapment and enter different rooms, floor levels, even leaving the confines of your current level of awareness and frontiering realms previously beyond your reach. Despite our use of the word, do not mistake this for escapism. It is quite the opposite. It is an act of liberation from the shackles of the mind and frequency of a collective that is under a spell. Resist these words as you might, but still, contemplate. If you go back to previous channelings, you will see how we have attempted to prepare you, encourage you to connect with your own knowing processes, with your own truth, to build discernment, to work with the natural world, to build resilience, and how to ride waves. We shared about the tsunami before it hit. We shed light upon the pulsation of worldly events. Great muses are available to you now. These muses are meant for birth in expression, in art, music, literature, in science, technology, in social structuring, exchanges, systems of all kinds, in religion, occult, in magic. There will be those that connect with the muses without much effort, coming into deep understandings only possible through communion with unseen forces. Others will receive the taps upon their shoulder many times before being open enough to allow the inspiration to move through. As change quickens, working consciously with the unseen forces will be paramount. There have been many names for this in times past, but it is a different version of the same process. The level of human consciousness is different now than it was then. Shifts in the spiritual realms have altered the way we dance together. But it is all in your nature. There is nothing outside of you that is required for this work. While there are many tools and supportive protocols that may enhance the experience, know that whatever is external is a mere fractional reflection of the magnificent power and potential found within. While the Agor observes the outside from within the temple, the magic is the awakening of the truth inside the temple itself, the connective moment where the observer and observed realize they are one, which creates a portal for the embedded wisdom of the moment and experience to shine through, a key code that unlocks the doors to expanded consciousness, previously held, tucked away in your body field, your body temple. You are a bridger, a being in transition from one plane to the next, children of Mercury, progeny of Hermes, descendants of Aset. You are the makers of the net that connect worlds in more ways than you know. You were made for this work, for this world, and for the next. Awaken with each step. And while your footprints will be washed away by the waves of time, know that your mark has been made on the grander stage. And that completes our Akashic Soul Nourishment reading today. I had a directive, you could say, to look into the etymology of contemplate, that word that they so emphasized. And while we may have our understanding of the current definition of contemplate, which is to really be with something, meditate on it, so to speak, and to observe and follow, it derives from Latin contemplari, which is to gaze attentively, observe, and consider. Originally, to mark out a space for observation, as an augur does. So it's a combination of com and templum. Com meaning together, together with, in combination. And templum, the root of temple, is an area for the taking of auguries, a piece of ground consecrated for the taking of auspices, auguries, building for worship of a god. What is an augur? This word has been mentioned a few times. I was not familiar with this word previously. Augur was a priest and official in the classical Roman world, and his main role was the practice of augury, which was the interpretation of the will of the gods by studying events he observed within a predetermined sacred space. This templum corresponded to the heavenly space above, the stars. the augur's decisions were based on what he personally saw or heard from within the templum. And this could be a variety of things. It could be the sounds of the leaves rustling or thunder and lightning, objects that have fallen accidentally, but especially bird song and signals. And this observation of the bird signs in particular was known as taking the auspices. So I encourage you to take that understanding and the original meaning really of contemplate and re-listen to the reading and see what else comes through for you. And also perhaps take their suggestion to contemplate on those questions and on this reading. Hey there, I'm interrupting this lovely conversation to bring you a special invitation. If you are a clinician, a practitioner, a healing artist of any level, maybe you're just starting out, or perhaps you're a seasoned practitioner. If you feel that your soul is aching for a change, that something is calling you, you want to go deeper with your medicine, you want to know and expand your intuitive gifts, you know that your calling is to be an intuitive holistic healer, but you're not sure what that means or looks like. Well, I have a special private training where you will learn my 3-part intuitive healing matrix. This is the foundational piece for all holistic healing practices, and it's what has guided my work and so many others. This private training is called How to Create a Transformative Intuitive Healing Practice You Love. And you can get access to this training for free when you apply and are accepted to the Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway, aka WIP. This is our high-touch 9-month intuitive healing mentorship and practitioner mastermind. It's for wild-hearted practitioners and healers looking to develop a truly holistic intuitive healing practice that bridges the spiritual and the mystical with the scientific and practical in client healing work. On this journey inside of WIP, you'll be initiated into the Akashic Records, becoming a reader and a practitioner for intuitive connection, experiencing deep self-healing and unparalleled support for your clients and patients. You'll discover your intuitive gifts and break through blocks, limiting beliefs, fears, and programmings that are holding you back. You'll also channel an integrated body of work that synthesizes your innate gifts, experience, and wisdom. The Wildly Intuitive Practitioner Pathway is an initiation. It's your chariot that will carry you into your next level of healing, both personally and in your work. There is nothing that can replace being held by a loving community of other like-minded, wild-hearted, intuitive healers. So I invite you to learn more and apply. You can go to wildlyrooted.com/apply. There are no risks or obligations to join after you apply. And if you're accepted, you'll get that private training on how to create a transformative, intuitive healing practice you love. Head over to wildlyrooted.com/apply. I was told to pull a tarot card, and we got the 3 of Pentacles. And I have a tarot deck called The Pagan Otherworlds by UUSI, this beautiful artistic collective. And on my card, there is a picture of a stone cairn, so stacked stones, and they're pointing up to the sky. There's also 3 trees in the background. And both of those images of the stone directing to the sky and the trees demonstrate the connection that we have as these bridgers, so to speak. The bridge between worlds and realms, just as the trees are, and the connection to the body, the material realm, this vessel that was created for ushering in heaven on earth, receiving messages, being a channel to receive codes from higher consciousness, and that our stone family holds our keepers of ancient wisdom. A note on the number three. Three has been popping up a lot lately for me on a personal level. This past week, I've literally seen 333 numerous times. I knew something was coming, and I think there's more to the story here. But 33 and 333, these numbers are connected to the Trinity, something that we see as a golden thread in so many different traditions and religions throughout the world. This number is also connected to mastery, and mastery of the body in particular. So this imagery really connects me to the message of us as children and progeny of Mercury and Hermes and Aset. And if you look through the alchemical lens, Mercury, we are living in mercurial times, and Mercury is the messenger god. So traversed between the material and earthly world and the heavens. When we look at the meaning of Three of Pentacles, we can look to the traditional imagery of the Smith, Rider, Waite cards, where there is a stonemason that is working on a cathedral, and then there are the supposed architects that are there, or planners that are in communication with this stonemason. And so this young stonemason is an essential contributor to the cathedral's completion, to the building of this cathedral. And there is no us versus them. This is about teamwork and collaboration. There's no sense of superiority. Instead, there is synergy. Each person has something to offer here and is willing to learn and listen to the others involved in the project. It's essential that everyone is doing their job, their specific role, to contribute to the collective, to the group, and work together through active listening and sharing and collaboration. I love Lindsay Mack's take on this card, where she says, Three of Pentacles is an invitation to remember to keep your eyes on your own paper. And I love this because so often we are distracted by what's happening outside of us, what others are doing, thinking that we need to be doing something different. It's very easy to drift into compare and despair and just to be distracted. So this card is also saying, hey, keep your eyes on your own paper. Do your work. Choose your work. Choose yourself. Can you say yes to the path that is calling you and walk that path, honor that path, and know that that path and that work is not the same as anybody else? There is a work that is calling you, that is being channeled through you, and you as this channel and vessel are here to receive and follow. Follow your internal compass. So while we are here in collaboration and creating what we could say, a new earth, a more beautiful world, at least that is my prayer for us, if we desire to build that together, then we must acknowledge that everybody has their role in the creation of that. And anything that takes you out of that process, that distracts you from that, is an impediment. It's something that needs to be scrutinized and worked with. Your soul work matters. And that may not be in your professional life. It is in your personal life. It's how you are internally oriented. So know that you have gifts to bring to yourself and to others through your work with a capital W, whatever that looks like, and that it can only come through you. And when we can be disciplined enough, as in being a disciple of yourself, following through on the impulses and the calling that you are attuned to. So perhaps contemplate on how you can really honor that call. This card of Three of Pentacles is also about adequate preparation, management, getting organized, all of those things that are really integral to aligning on one's path and achieving big goals, doing big work, such as constructing a grand cathedral, as in the image of this card. It requires detailed planning and collaboration, learning, listening, and implementation. And I believe it begins with our connection to our own bodies and our own essential selves, our soul, our spirit, our intuition, and embodying the divine vessel that we are as bridgers to a new world. I hope that there was something in this transmission that was supportive for you. I'd love to hear feedback. You can also leave a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts. That's always super helpful for us to get into more ears and hearts. And I am holding you, us, in this time of deep transition, transformation, grief, despair, and also, dare I say, hope. Sending prayers that you connect deeply with your well ancestors in this time of Dia de los Muertos, and trust that you are on the right path and everything you need can be found within. Much love, and until next time.